Yesterday we heard about a significant drop in the proportion of young people either working or studying full-time. The Exodus Foundation in Sydney's West runs one program that's working on the problem of students falling out of the education system, then struggling to either find work or get into tertiary study. The program takes on 20 students each year who face barriers to education, including abusive families, homelessness, or having already been in jail. And as Bronwyn Herbert reports, there have been some surprising success stories in the program's 8 years of operation.
It's difficult to know exactly how many young Australians skip school each day, but the Exodus Youth Program in Sydney's West aims to give some students at risk a chance of finishing their education.
We know for sure there are lots of kids out there who don't go to school and simply stay at home with their mums because they've fallen right out of the system. The numbers of kids who are disengaged from school, who are just lost to the system, thousands, thousands.
Bill Cruz is the chairman of the Exodus Foundation that takes on students who are considered to be alienated from either home or school.
20 years ago, it was very easy to define who was homeless and who wasn't. Today, with all the couch surfing, it's much greyer. But they're basically, there's a huge number of kids who don't fit in the school system, don't fit in the traditional family system, and are hanging around in a cloud who need some sort of help to get out of it.
Robin Clark-Pierce is one of those students.
Here I'm able to get my Year 10, and if I was in normal school I probably wouldn't be able to.
You think you would have dropped out of the system?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I already had dropped out.
So this is almost like a second chance for you?
Yeah, it is. A bit scary, but I'm really happy people were able to notice me and give me the second chance, which I wanted.
She says the opportunity to study means she has a chance to pursue a career.
I want to be a youth worker and to help kids with mental health problems. I want to go to TAFE and do different certificates and diplomas, but I would love to be able to go to university and study and get my ultimate goal.
Michelle Sevenaro is a youth caseworker at the foundation. She says despite the students' behavioural problems, there's hardly a dropout amongst them.
The level of challenge that a lot of these young people at their age have to go through. Their stories to date are so complex. I am just constantly inspired by their stories, and really their resilience and their ability to function is telling that they're able to just keep coming here.
Yesterday, the Australian Bureau of Statistics revealed that more than half the teenagers who left school without completing Year 12 didn't find a full-time job and they didn't get a place in further study. Bill Cruz says the statistics are no surprise.
And a lot of times they say, oh, these kids are lazy, but they simply don't know what to do. They haven't been taught the most basic sorts of things like how to study. They've fallen out of school for some sort of reason years before. They probably haven't had the training at home that normal homes provide. And then we expect them to be able to work. And of course, it doesn't work that way.
The ABS also found that more than 500,000 of 15 to 24-year-olds are not fully engaged in the workforce. Reverend Bill Cruz says the Exodus program is trying to give students who are at risk a chance to enrol in further study and start their own careers.
Well, you find kids who want to be biologists, you find kids who want to go to university, we find one who wants to do archaeology, you find all of these sorts of things, and the avenues are open. This is all driven because 20 years ago, one of the young kids I gave up on is now IT manager for one of the top computer companies in Australia, because all of a sudden he realised if he wanted to play with computers, he'd better learn how to do them, and he was brilliant.
And a recent graduate of the program is now studying to become a doctor.
Couldn't read at all. He's now doing his first year honours in medicine. Can't get much better than that, can you?
How long ago was that?
That was 2 or 3 years ago. He now comes back and tutors other kids.
The Federal Employment Minister, Julia Gillard, says yesterday's ABS statistics are of concern.
Well, it definitely worries me, but unfortunately it doesn't surprise me. For a long period of time now, we've known that if a child doesn't finish 12 years of schooling, then that not finishing school can mean very, very hard to find a job and unlikely to go on to further training.
But the minister says the low rates of youth participation has nothing to do with the government's changes to industrial laws.
There's absolutely no evidence of that. And we've got to remember there were awards, state awards and federal awards, that had minimum hours periods in the past.
The Federal Education and Employment Minister Julie Gillard ending that report from Bronwyn Herbert.